Officials with the University of Nevada, Reno say a dormitory that was severely damaged during an explosion last week is structurally sound, but currently uninhabitable. That's putting a strain on the school as it prepares for the upcoming academic year. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with University Provost Kevin Carman about the explosion and how the school plans to move forward in the coming months.
What has been your reaction to all of this? What have you seen over the last few days? I assume this has to be a fairly unique experience.
Yep, truly unique, and hopefully one that we'll never experience again. But as you can imagine, the situation has evolved very rapidly over the last few days, and as you've heard other folks talk about that, days kind of blur together and run into each other. Our immediate concern was identifying and making sure that all of the students and employees who were in the dormitory were accounted for and safe. And so once we had that assurance, then we began to turn our attention to really the recovery phase. And a big component of that was getting students reunited with their belongings. There's medications, passports, issues of critical importance that we prioritized. And now we're in the phase of getting all of the rest of the belongings out, bicycles, TVs, and everything that's in there. Hopefully that'll be completed by this week. Simultaneously, we begin thinking about what's next. We recognize that we have 1,300 beds that are not going to be available to us, and we're going to have to find alternative housing for those students. We have the main dining facility for the campus that has been destroyed, and how are we going to feed those students, not only the students in these halls, but in the other residence halls. That's going on. Also, getting advice from structural engineers about the condition of the buildings. Can they be rehabilitated or can they not? We got very strong evidence that they can be. So now we move into the phase of beginning to plan for, okay, what is that renovation going to look like and how are we going to proceed? What do we do with Nye? What do we do with Argenta? And we're in very active discussions now with insurance and moving into getting quotes for architectural planning and construction. And that's the thing that we're working on now, which will take a few weeks for that, of course, to get resolved.
You mentioned that UNR is now 1,300 beds short. You know, what kind of strain does that put on the university, and what are you doing to work around that?
So it's a big strain, first of all. These are actually our two largest dormitories on the campus, and so it's a big hit to lose 1,300 beds. We'll be able to account for some of that, maybe a couple of hundred. I'm rounding here by tripling up in other dormitories, and part of what we'll be doing over the next few days is actually removing furniture from Argenta and moving it into Peavine, for example, so that we can triple the capacity or add an additional student to each of those rooms. And so we're looking for any ability we have to add students to additional residence hall facilities. But in the end, we'll probably still have about 1,000 beds that we need to find to accommodate our students. And that's, again, where Student Services is working very closely, working very hard, and talking with potential private sector individuals, who, such as the casinos and others, that where we might be able to find blocks of housing to not just house our students. I want to be very clear about that. We're not just looking for a residence hall. Is much more than a room. It's got a lot of structure to it in terms of residence hall directors. There's folks that are there working with students and guiding them. And so wherever these students are located, they will have that same type of support infrastructure associated with that. And so that's what our student services team is working on now.
You know, contracting with casinos, how much is that going to cost? I mean, how much is all of this going to end up costing the university?
At this point, we really have no estimate. We know it's a big number. We have insurance that we're fairly confident that will cover the costs. But what the costs will actually be will have to emerge over the coming weeks and months as we get formal estimates from contractors, from architects. You asked about what does it cost to put them off campus. That is part of the negotiations, is determining a price point that we can live with. We're hopeful that there will be some insurance that will assist us with any additional costs that we have with putting the students off campus. One thing I can tell you, and I want to be very clear about, is that the students will not be paying more for their housing than they would have paid in living in Argenta and Nye. Even if the cost for the dormitories is more, we'll absorb that and account for that otherwise, but the burden will not fall on the students.
There has been an outpouring of support from the community for the students, for UNR. You know, what has that meant to you and to the university?
Well, it's really pretty humbling to know how much this community comes together in a time of crisis like this. And you know, and again, I just want to say thank God nobody was severely injured or hurt, but still they recognized that students were struggling, that they admit that they needed things, that their belongings were in the dormitory, a lot of uncertainty. We just had so many people from the community reach out to us and say, what can we do? Can we put up students? Can we provide clothing? What can we do? It's been really heartwarming and humbling to see how the community has stepped forward. We've gotten some criticism. They say, well, why isn't the university just getting all this stuff for the students? The fact is we were getting those things that the students needed, but the community wanted to help, and so we set up a mechanism for them to be able to provide that assistance, and it's greatly appreciated. And I know that it means a great deal to the students as well as the staff working with them to know that they're supported.
Will the university reach out to the Board of Regents or to lawmakers to get some sort of emergency funding to help offset some of the costs associated with this?
Well, we are, I'll say that we're in constant contact with the Board of Regents, with the Chancellor. We visited with the governor yesterday. At this point, we are assessing what our needs will be. We're moving forward, as you can see, with all the operations here, so nothing isn't getting done because of lack of resources, and our insurance is robust enough to allow us to do that. Certainly, if there's a need for emergency funding from the state, the governor has suggested that we should come to him if there is a need for that. We have not at this point decided that we need to make an emergency declaration, but we'll be assessing all of this and over the next couple of weeks or so. But certainly everybody from within the state, and I will also add that our congressional delegation, both of our senators have contacted us and indicated U.S. senators, is there anything that we can do to help? So the outpouring of support isn't just from the community, it's really from the entire Nevada System of Higher Education, the governor's office, and our federal representatives as well. They're there and ready to help if and when we ask for it.
How long is this going to take to fix? I mean, Argenta Hall is out of commission, at least for the foreseeable future, right?
At this point, we don't have a firm timeline, as you can imagine. We need to get input from architects and folks from the construction industry. Our rough estimate at this point is that we're hopeful that Nye Hall will be back online for the fall of 2020, so a year from now. Argenta Hall, more significant damage that needs to be repaired. Again, probably the best case scenario would be 2 years, fall of 2021. But we're working in round numbers, and only when we have some firm plans from architects and construction companies will we be able to give a concrete answer to that. But the good news is both of the buildings are sound, they're structurally sound, they can be repaired, and we plan to do so.
That was KUNR's Paul Boger speaking with UNR Provost Kevin Carman. As a note of disclosure, the license to KUNR is owned by the Board of Regents for the Nevada System of Higher Education.